I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at idioms and phrases about education and learning. So without further ado, let's begin with, well, actually a phrasal verb, but an important one when we talk about education and learning, and that is to come up, often with an idea, to come up with an idea. And this means to form or to create an idea. But often we use the phrasal verb, to come up. I'm going to give you an example with this phrasal verb after the next idiom. I'm going to combine both of them. So the next idiom, or rather the first idiom, is to put one's thinking cap on. To put your thinking cap on. And this means to think seriously about something. An example sentence. We need to come up with lots of ideas for our marketing campaign. So, put your thinking caps on. In this example, we're saying we need to create lots of ideas. So, get thinking. Start thinking about it. Put your thinking caps on. The next idiom is to learn the ropes. To learn the ropes. And this means to learn how to do a job. An example sentence. He's quite new, so he's still learning the ropes. This is really referring to the everyday duties of a job. The next idiom about education is to learn something off by heart. To learn something off by heart. And this means to learn something by memory. For example, I had to learn all the vocabulary by heart for the test. To learn something by heart. Next, teacher's pet. So who is the teacher's pet? The teacher's pet is the student who always tries their hardest to impress the teacher and often gets special treatment. An example sentence. He is such a teacher's pet. He always gets to class first. And yesterday, he even brought the teacher an apple. I'm sure you remember who the teacher's pet was in your class, or maybe you were the teacher's pet. Next is the class clown. So you've got the teacher's pet, who is the student who wants to impress the teacher. The class clown is the funny person in the class. For example, he was the class clown at school, so it was always likely that he would become a comedian. Okay, we have four more idioms, and the next one is to be a bookworm. To be a bookworm. And this means to always be reading books. If you're a bookworm, you love books. For example, she's a bookworm, so she shouldn't have any problems with the literature exam. Next is to pass with flying colours. And this means to pass something very well. For example, Anna passed her driving test with flying colours. She only made one mistake. Two more to go. Here's the penultimate one. To teach someone a lesson. To teach someone a lesson is to punish someone for doing something wrong so they don't do it again. An example sentence. That boy needs to be taught a lesson for always being nasty to the other kids. To teach someone a lesson. And the final example, I love this one. Every day's a school day. I say this a lot. Whenever you learn something new, you say, well, every day's a school day. And this means every day you have the opportunity to learn something new. And often we say this after we learn an interesting fact. Every day is a school day. For example, today I found out that 1/4 of all your bones are found in your foot. Every day is a school day. So there you have 10 expressions, phrasal verbs, all about education and learning. But before I leave you, have you ever tried the language learning app Babbel? Well, if you enjoyed this podcast and you're looking for some new idioms and vocabulary to add to your English, then you'll find a great section called Foulmouth Farm in the extras category of the Babbel app. And it features quite a strange but very entertaining story, which will definitely grab your attention. So you'll have a really great time over on the Babbel app. And you can really see why it's the global market leader in language learning apps. It's made by real language experts, so the English they give you is real English spoken by natives, which is so, so important. And the really good news is you can get 6 months for free with the code PARLAY on your new Babbel annual subscription. To redeem the code, simply visit babbel.com/parlay. So that's all from today's podcast. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another episode.